Two Edom saw the action from one window. A different pair of Edom saw the action, saw in the middle of Reuven killing Shimon from a different window. There was one person down there by Reuven warning him, telling Reuven, do not kill. You're doing an Avera now. They gave him Asra. So it's like this. So right now, these two pair of Edom are separate pair of Edom, but it depends. There are four people here. Two in the right window, two in the left window. If one from the right window could at least see one from the left window, then that makes them like one cat, one pair of Edim. And then we have the cloud of the Mishnah before, that you can't give Zemimim until you give to all four of them. It's called like one cat, one group. But the Imlav, if the two people cannot see the other two, then they're called two separate Edis. If the pairs of Edom cannot see one another, they're called two separate pairs of Edom. And therefore, lefikach, im nimtzas achas miem zememois, let's say only the right pair of Edom were caught to be zememim. Later, two other Edom come and say to the first two pair, you two, you with us someplace else. But to the second pair that they say they saw from the other window, nobody came to make them zememim. So now the case is, who vehein nehorgim? Who means this Reuven will be killed? Because we have still two kosher Edim saying that Reuven killed. But Vehain, the first two pair of Edim that were caught to be Zememim, will also be killed. Because they're two separate pair of Edim. So even though only two were caught to be Zememim, we'll give them the Misa.
Who is Reuven?
The Nidin himself. Because we have four people saying Reuven killed Shimon. Two separate Edim. Now later, third pair of Edim came to say upon the first pair, they were Zememim. So we take away the first pair. Now, as far as Reuven goes, we still have two kosher Edom saying they saw Reuven killed. We'll have Reuven killed. The first pair of Edom will also be killed because they were called to be Zememim. The Ashni of Torah, Hashem's question was Pshita. What the Mishnah to say it for? That the second pair of Edom, they're Pshita. Pshita. We're believing them so much that we're even killing Reuven because of them. So Pshita, they're Pshita. All right, the Ashni of Torah. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Liyola Meinahogim Achiyu Shnei Edov Masrim Boy. Yossi says no, it's not enough. The Rashi says one aid was Masra warned Reuven. The Yossi says it's Gzeras HaKosev. You have to have two aidim warning the person. Every Asra has to be through two aidim. Shneimer says in the pasuk Al Pi Shnayim Edim. Al Pi Mashma, any mouth, any talk that has to be done in a case that somebody killed, when you need aidim. Part of the Edim is the P, the mouth, that has to be there b'shas asura warning. So you have to have Edis there b'shas asura, you need two people warning. Dov Rach, another pshat is, will soon say, we don't hold like Rabbi Yosef, we hold even one person could be Masra. So what do we do with the Pesach? Al Pi Shnayim Edim. So another Joshua is, Dov Rach, Al Pi Shnayim Edim means, Shaloye Sanhedrin Shemas Mepi Aturgaman. That means the Bezdin has to hear the mouth of the Edim. They have to understand the Edim when they're saying their Edis. And they cannot have an interpreter. Because you can't have somebody speaking French if the Bezdin does not understand it. That's why the Sanhedrin has to understand 70 languages. They have to know all the languages. Because the Sanhedrin themselves has to hear and understand the person, the Edim, that's saying his Edis. You cannot have a Maturgman. Omer Zutra Baturia. Omer Rav. Minayin li edis miyuched deshib sula. This is like a new halacha, not do with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was, at both windows, you had two edim. Now we'll have a shaila, what's going to be, at both windows, you only had one aid. That's called edis miyuchedis. Each window is only one aid, and they did not see one another. How do I know that they're psulim for dina nefoshes, where you need two edim? Sheep sula. Because really, you could argue that two people saw the action. One person from the right window, one person from the left window. Two people saw the way Reuven killed somebody. But since these two did not see one another, they're called two separate Edechods, they're no good for Misa. Or for even for Mamnis. We'll soon see. But how do you know Edis Mirchedes is Psula? Shinemma says in the Pasuk, Lo Yumas Alpi Eid Echod. Says you should not kill because of one aid. So the question is, what do we need this Pasuk for? My Echod, what does the Pasuk mean you should not kill because of one aid? Elaim, if you want to tell me Eid Echad, Mamish, the positive means literally. You cannot kill because of one Eid, the Chur Mereisha. From the beginning of the pasuk, I know that Sheminin. Well, because the pasuk says at the beginning, Al Pishna Yemedim, says clearly, you could only kill somebody through two Edim. So why does the pasuk end off, Lo Yemusu Al Pi Edechod, Pshita Textura? The Torah says you need two Edim, I understand you cannot kill with one Ed. Eli rather means like this, Ma Echod, what does the pasuk mean you cannot kill through one Ed? It means a Chiddush, Echod Echod. Really, you have two people here coming to Beis Din say that we saw Reuven kill, but there were two separate Edim. They did not see one another. That's called Edis Miuchedes, that Tzula for Dina Nefashas. For Dina Nefashas, the two Edim have to see one another. If they did not see one another, it's called Edis Miuchedes, that Tzula for Edis. And Tani Namech, we learn like this also. It says, La Yumos Api Edechot. What does the pasuk mean? La Havi Shnayim Shurei Noisai. Echad mechalayin zeh, v'echad mechalayin zeh, v'yein rayin zeh zeh, the two Edom do not see one another, shem tzarfim, that's the Chiddush. For lawyer, not only this, but another bigger Chiddush even. Elo afilu b'zeh achazer, v'chalayin echad. There's one window there, that first Reuven looks out the window and sees somebody doing an Avera, and then Shimon says, wait, let me see also. Then Shimon goes to look out the window. That's still no good. Even though they looked out from the same window, two people, and one knows the other one is looking out, but since they did not see the action together, that's also called Edis Mechedis. Eim Starfim. Omele Rav Popol Abaya, why is this a greater Chiddush? Hashto, Omei Echad Mechaloin Zeh V'Echad Mechaloin Zeh. He says the first case is a bigger Chiddush. Why? In the first case, when they both looked out the window together, true, it was two separate windows, but the Haika Chozi Kula Maisa, Vaika Chozi Kula Maisa, they both saw the whole action. Now let's say Reuven is killing Shimon. The action of killing takes a second. Like you have to see him stab him. To do the actual action of killing takes a second. So here, when each one saw the action, there were two separate windows. They're both looking out at the same time. So there, that's a big Chiddush. Because they both saw the whole Maisa Ariga. Still, you're telling me it's no good. Because the two agents did not see one another. Or Matthew tell me, Lo Mitzdarfin, if so, B'zeh HaChazeh, here by the window, they looked out separately, Tai Chozi Palga the Maisa, Vai Chozi Palga the Maisa. You only saw half an action. And clearly, the actual action killing, they both did not see. Tell me, boy, for sure it's no good. Or Malay said back, no. Lo Nitzcho, what I mean to say was like this, El Leboy Leserva. Let's say a man is living with another Eishes Ish. Now there, he's living with them for 10 minutes. So first, Reuven looks out the window and sees it. And then Shimon looks out the window and sees it. So both of them see a complete Maiserva. They see them living together. So here it's a bigger Chiddush. Since they're both looking out from the same window, and Bishas Reuven is looking out, Shimon knows that Reuven's looking out. So Shimon can't see the action. That's also called Edis Miuchedis. Edim to Edim means they have to see together, and they have to see one another. Right. Omar Rava, Im hoyu royin es amasra. So Rav is talking about now the case of the Gemara, about two Edis Miuchedis. That you have two separate Edim, what's going to be if the person is giving Hasra in between? He sees both of them. Im or Yerayin Es HaMasra, if both of these two Edechov could see the Masra, or Yamasra Roya Oysen, or else the Masra, the one that's giving warning, sees these two Edim, Mitzarfim, he can make them together, they become like Shnei Edim. That's also good. There's some Tziruf that's seen together. For Yama Rav, Rav also says, Masra Shomu, that's what we say is a cloud of Hasra, Afilum Tiatzmoi. So the person himself will give himself Hasra. If he says, listen people, I know what I'm doing, I know that I'm killing somebody, I know I'm Chayiv Misa for that, I don't care, we'll kill him for that. If two Edim see Reuven kill Shimon, and Reuven himself speaks out, I don't care, I know what I'm doing, I know I deserve Misa, I'm still doing it, that's called Hasra. You don't need somebody else. Afilum Tiatzmoi, even if there's a demon there. Two Edim hear a demon talking and warning the person he has it, that's also called Hasra. There's no din you have to have Edim, so then he has to know what he's doing. Omer Rav Nachman, Edis Miuchedes Kshay B'dinam Mamnes. You should know, but Dinam Mamnes, though, two separate Edim HaKosher. The Sivit says, Lo Yumas HaPi Edechot, Dinam Nefoshes Su Diyen Kshayra, Abo B'dinam Mamnes Kshayra. Masna Razutra Lemayatab Dinam Nefoshes Tatsil, but the Nefoshes also should be Kosher. Lama Tanu Ve Nehogion Kosher. See, yes, once you tell me Edis Miuchedes Kosher B'dinam Mamnes, so you see the called Edis. If the called Edis, even though they didn't see together, but since they both saw the action, see as a frakasha now mishta then. When you have two separate Edim and two separate windows, so each Edim is called good Edim. Just since they don't see one another, you do not call it one kat of Edim. To say that if one is called Zemimim, we could kill him even without killing the other one, see as a frakasha. Since there's a klal of etzilu, by din and nefosh, you should always try and save the person. So since here, by din and mum, to see a svara, that two people seeing together, even though they don't see one another, makes it a tziruf, makes them like one pair of Edim, that's a svara, by din and nefosh, at least, to lahatzil, to save them, that if two pairs of Edim are looking out from two separate windows, even though they cannot see one another, but since they're looking out at the same time and they're seeing the same action, that should make them like one pair of Edim, to save them. That in this case, at least, that if one pair was caught to be Zemimim, we should not have them killed unless we find the other pair also. That's his question. Shmuel's question, it's a good question. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue. For a vav on the base, that yeah, vav on the base. Rabbi Yossi says that asura has to be done through two edim. Two edim have to warn the eid, the nidin. Omle Rav Papa Labaya, O Meiyistle and the Rabbi Yossi of High Svar. Is it true that Rabbi Yossi really holds like this? That when somebody does an avera, in order for Bezdin to punish him, he has to be warned first. What's called Hasro with two Edim, is that true? The Yatanan, we learned like this. Rabbi Yasi Omer, Hasena, your enemy, someone that you hate, Nerag, Nivneshu Kamuad. If we know that Reuven hates Shimon, and we see the way Reuven kills Shimon, we have two Edim that Reuven killed him, Bezdin will kill Reuven without Hasro. Why? Because since Reuven hates Shimon, we know he did it intentionally. He's a Muad. Shemuot, he knows what he's doing, and he means to kill him. Or Musra, he's considered like he has us automatically. So you see, even without two Edim, just the fact that you know what you're doing, you can say it was a mistake. We know if you hate the person, now you killed him, that you planned it, you knew what you were doing. So we kill you for that. So Chutz Stephen Rabbi Yossi, if it's exerz kasev, you need two Edim, see, even if the person's a signer, but you don't have two Edim. Or Malay answered back, true. But to who Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda he? That's a different person. That's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya belong like this. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. Chover ain't tzarech hasro. A chover means someone to Talmud Chacham that knows the halacha. He knows what he's doing. He doesn't have to be warned at all. Why? L'fi shalei nitnu hasro elo lahavchin ben shevig lemezid. According to him, the main purpose is that a person should not be able to answer back to Bezdin. There was a mistake. I didn't realize what I was doing. I did not know it was also. So as long as you are Talmud Chacham that you know the halach is, you can't say that. So there's no special halach in having Asro. So really, Kapash, as it comes out, we have three shittas here. We have Yaisim and Mishni, the most chumadik shita. You need two Edim. Whether you're a chover, whether you're a sailor, you know what's happening, whether you don't know what's happening, as a gzeras akosiv, you need two Edim to be there to warn the person. That's part of the gzeras akosiv, al pi shnayim Edim. The pi, the mouth of two Edim, has to be upon this person from the beginning until the end. They have to be there at the beginning warning him, and then these two Edim have to come to Bezdin and tell Bezdin what happened. That's Rav Yosi Shita. The other Shita is no, you don't have to have, like the Mishnah, you don't have to have two Edim, as long as one aid tells the person. Or before, even a shade, or even the person himself, as long as like it's being spoken out, the Shas is doing the Avera, stop, don't do it, that's also enough. The biggest Chiddush is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that he says, no, if we know the person knows the Allah, he knows the score, he knows what's happening here, so he's chayiv, will get the punishment without being warned at all. You don't even need a shade. That's the most cool dikashita. So only lahavchin ben shaygig remezes. As long as you can't say you're a shaygig, you'll be chayiv. The another says, Dov Rach, another pshat, the Mishnah says, al pi shnayim edim. That means shaloi tei sanhedrin, shaymath upi aturgman. That's not to hear the words of the edim, you have to understand them, and that's for an interpreter. So more is the question, anu luzi. There are people from French, the also lukaimi the rovo, and they spoke French to Rava. So uki Rava tugman benayu. Rava the Dayan, the Dayan, put an interpreter in between the two. So the question is, v'echi yavadachi, how can they do like this? V'yotanana says, now Mishnah, shaloi teizan hedrin shemasa piya tugman. That's called api shnayim edim. You have to hear from the mouth of two Edim, and not an interpreter in between. Skmarim says, Rava made heavy yoda mad heavy amri. Rava understood French. He knew what the Edim was saying. Just Bahadur Hudulay heavy yoda. He did not know it well enough to answer back. So to answer back to the Edim, he had an interpreter. But the understanding what the Edim said, Rav understood it himself. Mar says now,